everybody. So we're going to talk about what 26 will look like. Huiling.
Okay, 校长说呢, 欢迎所有的家长来参加这次的会议, 然后今天的会议其实是要讲 4月26号呢, 会是, 怎么样的?
Okay, so as you know, and we held off with this meeting because there was a huge debate going back and forth. We were told to go 3 feet. Well, we were informed that we should go 3 feet. We adjusted our classrooms and then there was a pause. And the pause was that we should stay 6 feet. Huiling?
Okay, 然后呢, 我们其实呢, 这个会应该早一点开的, 可是呢, 我们呢, 就是, 等到今天开呢, 是因为呢, 他们有一个辩论呢, 是有关于, 学生要隔6尺呢, 还是隔3尺, 然后呢, 他们的辩论呢, 本来是我们学校准备好, 把所有的桌子都改成3尺的, 可是呢, 现在呢, 我们就是学校呢, 被通知了说, 不需要暂时呢, 暂停3尺,
the Hang on 1 second. You feed the dogs. Okay, sorry. So we were waiting for last minute guidance. That's why this meeting was so late. Huiling.
校长说呢, 我们在等最后一分钟的通知, 所以这个会议才会这么迟开。
So as of now, we are elementary schools can go 3 feet. Middle and high school had they will have to stay 6 feet.
Okay, 现在呢，我们得到的通知就是小学他们会变成3尺，就是学生之间会只需要隔3尺的距离。中学跟高中呢，他们还是持续要隔6尺。
So for many of us in elementary school, the DOE has one main goal. They want us to go 5 days. I think a lot of things they've done has really built up to that. And there's no way a lot of the schools can go 5 days unless we do 3 feet. And you understand. The room can only hold so many students under the 6 feet. In some cases, we maxed out some classrooms. With 3 feet, you pretty much double the heartbeats that can be in the room. At least if they just look at the square footage of the room, we realistically can't because number one, the desk take up room. So that takes away from the yardage of the classroom, the footage of the classroom. We do have bookshelves. So that takes away from the footage. We have smart boards, we have technology. So all that has been taken into account. Huiling.
Okay, 校长说呢, 就是, 他们原因呢, 要小学呢, 变回5天, 然后所以他们才呢, 准许呢, 小学呢, 他们必须要隔3尺的, 然后呢, 如果不隔3尺的话呢, 我们在一个教室里面呢, 根本呢, 就不可能呢, 有这么多个学生呢, 可以让小朋友持续来5天的, 所以他们把它转变成3尺的, 因为呢, 我们教室里面呢, 就是看看我们的平方到底有多大, 然后平方当中呢, 我们必须要, 就是, 考虑 那桌子到底多大 然后里面呢, 我们还有那些放书的书架, 还有一些就是, 互动的那个电脑的互动板, 然后呢, 这些所有的东西加起来呢, 就会把总共的平方呢, 就是变成小了, 然后呢, 从6尺改成3尺以后呢, 我们可以容纳, 就是说, 比之前多一倍的人在里面。
So, as of last week, we rearranged our classrooms so that they can accommodate the three feet ruling. So right now, many of the rooms have desks 3 feet apart. Because of that, we are able to go 5 days.
Okay, 我们上个星期呢, 已经开始安排了, 把所有的桌子呢, 从6尺变成3尺。 然后呢, 因为我们上个星期已经开始安排了, 所以我们可以呢, 容纳更多的小朋友回来参与, 5天的上学。
So my dilemma with that is that if you wanted to keep the schedule of A days and B days, and you know, in some cases, it did work out for families, you will not have that option. As of now, the DOE says either you go 5 days or you go remote.
OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，之前呢，因为我们需要隔六尺呢，所以呢，我们有 A 组跟 B 组，然后呢，现在呢，就是因为我们从六尺改成三尺呢，所以每个小朋友都上5天的。然后教育局说呢，如果有些家庭呢是喜欢 A 组跟 B 组，但是呢，教育局现在说呢，所有的小朋友呢必须要回来上学5天，不然的话呢，你们就要选择100%的远程学习。
So what that means is if your child is out or if your child has to quarantine, they will no longer be placed, they will no longer be zoomed in or they'll be placed on remote learning. The most we can do is give them a homework packet. Because if we continue with 5 days and the families who are remote remain remote, even though the content is the same, it'll be really hard for that child to transition back and forth.
OK，所以呢，校长说呢，如果你们呢，如果是不幸运得到那个新型冠状病毒而需要居家隔离的话呢，你呢就是现在开始，就是我们5天的之后呢，你是不可以呢去就是说参加他们的网上的课程，因为没有网上课程了。OK，所以说呢，如果你因为我们可以帮助你的呢，就是把那就是把他所有的功课呢，对不对，都备好，让你拿回家做。
Meeting. Sorry. So yes, five. What else? So there is a rule. We have. Okay. The next topic that I want to deal with is for my families who are part of Learning Lab and Learning Bridges. What that will mean is that once we go 5 days, you will not be part of Learning Bridges and Learning Labs, which is a huge dilemma. We are trying to work with them so that you still belong to Learning Lab or Learning Bridges. Huiling, I'll let you translate that because the next part's a little bit complicated.
OK，校长说呢，因为我们学校即将变成5天了，对不对？所以呢，你就不会参与那个学习桥或者是学习实验室的，就是那一些，就是你以前是有分开的嘛，对不对？你不会参与那些。但是我们现在呢，校长正在想办法呢，让你的名额还在那一些，就是那些不同的那些 program 里面。
So, I know it will be a burden. Right now, they changed the ruling for the 10-day closure. It used to be if we had two cases that were not related, they would shut the school down for 10 days. The ruling now is we need four cases that are not related, then they shut the school for 10 days. So if it's one in pre-K, and one in second, then one in fourth, and one in the kitchen, that's four cases. They have no relation to each other. It's unrelated. The school shuts down for 10 days.
OK，校长说呢，还有一样转变，就是说他们呢，转变了有关于学校关闭的情况。然后呢，以前呢，就是如果你有2单，对不对？完全没有连接的新型冠状病毒反阳性的结果的话呢，学校就会关闭10天。但是现在呢，他们必须要有4单是完全没有任何相连的那个新型冠状病毒的反阳性的结果发回来，什么意思呢？就是学前班呢有一个案例，然后呢就是2年级有一个案例，然后幼稚园有一个案例，然后呢好像是学校的那个就是在那个厨房里面做工的那些工作人员，他们有一个案例，他们4个案例呢完全没有任何的连接或者是相关的话，学校就会被关闭10天。
So my dilemma is if that ever happens to us and we are closed down, and your child is part of Learning Lab or Learning Bridges, but they're not close contact, you won't have their support anymore. So we're trying to figure out how we can keep them so they could support the families that are in Learning Labs so that in case of closure, and if their child is not a close contact, they will still have a place to go. But right now, we are trying to get answers to that question.
OK，然后呢，就是说有关于学习实验室跟学习桥呢，他们这一些好像是方案，这些不同的 program 呢，他们其实如果在学校呢有这些情况发生，就关闭10天的时候呢， 我们希望你们有一个地方可以带你的小朋友去，就是好像如果你曾经有报名学习桥啊，或者是学习实验室呢，我们希望你的名额还可以在那边，所以每当学校关闭的时候呢，你可以带他们去那边。但是目前为止呢，学校还没有拿到正确的答案，所以我们现在还在尝试的看看可不可以把你的名字保留在那一些不同的 program 里面。
Okay, I'll answer all questions at the end. Okay, so we're working on that. I know there's a question posted, like, if they come 5 days, can they still go for the Learning Bridge after school? Ms. Lipsky, what was the answer to that? We met with the directors, or they're still trying to find an answer?
Overall, the answer is yes, or they're working towards a yes. They're okay. going to do their very best to accommodate after school. We're finalizing that with them as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, we've had a meeting with them. They're finding out from these supervisors whether it's a doable or not, but we're really pushing for it.
OK, 这个家长问一个问题，就是说你的小朋友呢去参与课后补习的时候呢，是参加其中的一个学习桥里面的课后补习，然后呢他说呢，如果我们学校持续五天的时候呢，还可不可以继续这个样子做，然后呢校长跟副校长呢去参加一个会议呢，他们告诉他就是说应该可以，他们就是没有正确的答案，但是他们呢相信答案会是可以的。
Okay, so now with the 3 feet ruling, they can be in the classroom for three feet apart. They cannot eat 3 feet apart. It has to be 6 feet apart. Right now, we are good. We will, for classes that we can't accommodate with the 6 feet apart, we'll be moving them to eat in public spaces. So every class that's in the school currently will be able to eat their lunch 6 feet apart.
OK, 然后呢有关于呢学校呢即将变成三尺的隔离，就是隔开的距离，对不对？然后呢他们呢可以待在教室里面呢有三尺的距离，但是呢他们不可以在教室里面吃，三尺的距离不可以让他们在教室里面吃，他们只可以，他们吃的时候呢必须要是六尺的距离才可以吃的。所以呢有些教师呢他们没有达到这个六尺的那个隔离的话呢，他们是不可以在教室吃的。然后呢校长说他打算呢把那些学生呢就是去好像去食堂里面呢，就是开放的空间让他们可以隔六尺然后去吃他们的午餐。
So I think that's really it. For the families that are opting in 5 days that have been on remote, we will be calling each family to give you more information and for confirmation that you still plan to come in. Huiling.
OK, 校长说呢，如果你是百分之百的远程学习呢，转变回来呢是五天回来上学的话呢，我们有工作人员呢会打电话给你呢，是跟你就是说确认一下你是不是真的是回来上学五天的，而且呢去确认你会不会上来五天的，然后呢如果你有任何的问题你们也可以咨询他的。
Okay, for my families that are already in for A days and B days, you'll be coming in 5 days. So what this will mean is that, yeah, you'll be coming in 5 days and you're going to have to do that form every day.
Okay, A 组跟 B 组的学生呢，家长们呢，你们要知道你们呢，现在呢不是 AB 组了，是从26号开始就是每一天都要上学，每一天都要填那个健康调查表。
Ms. Lipsky, I think that's about it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. If you have any questions, put it on the chat. This is just to let you know that we are moving forward for 5 days. It is a good thing. The bad thing is, like, if you're out, it's not possible to have you Zoom in because now no one is Zooming in. The teachers are not Zooming in anymore. Basically, the students on remote will remain on remote. And at this point, it is really too hard for your child to transition from being here 5 days to do remote for the few days they're ill, or if they have to quarantine. I wouldn't worry if I were you. We'll catch them up. So, you know, if your child needs rest, they miss a day, just let them rest. If they have to quarantine, If you're close by, we can give you work, we can email work, or just let them rest. We'll catch them up.
Okay, when does Can I translate?
Yep.
Okay. 校长说呢，就是说从4月26号之前呢，之后呢，就是如果你生病的话呢，是完全没有那个视频会议了，没有 Zoom 可以给你参加了。如果你不舒服的话呢，你就在家里呢可以休息一下，然后让你自己的健康恢复了以后呢，你可以回来上学。然后老师们呢，他们在教室里面呢就会帮助你，让你可以就是说尽快的赶上你的进度。然后呢，因为呢现在呢所有的那个100%的远程学生，那些学生呢，他们跟那些老师呢是跟回来上学那些呢是不一样的，虽然他们的课程是一样的，所以呢如果你们是回来学习的话呢，如果你需要隔离的话呢，10天以后呢，我们可以10天以后回来上学，可是没有 Zoom， 但是我们会如果你住在我们学校附近的话呢，我们可以把那些功课呢带，就是说拿去你家，或者是我们可以用电邮呢寄给你，让你在叫你的小朋友呢，你的小孩呢在家里呢可以做这一些功课。
Okay. So I'm going to go down the questions, starting with Cindy's iPad. Does 5 days start on April 26th? Yes, and we're going to put out a huge School Connects blast for the families that are not on this. This one was really for families who are opting in and for blended families. 5 days will start April 26th.
OK， 这个家长问呢，是不是4月26号开始就是5天上学？然后呢，校长说呢，没有错，4月26号那一天以后呢，每一天都必须要上学，就是上五天的学。然后呢，这个会议其实是给那些重新回来上学，从远程学习的学生回来上学的学生，也是给我们的 A 组、B 组的家长，让他们知道，从现在开始，从4月26号开始呢，就是上5天学。
Okay. What if your child goes to after school at Learning Bridge Center? Does that continue? We are working on it. We're waiting for them to contact us. They are really pushing that you continue to after school. Well, the minute we find out, we will let everybody know. Huiling?
OK， 这个问题呢我们刚刚已经回答过了，就是说如果你的小朋友呢有课后补习在其中的一个学习桥的话呢，是不是可以持续5天？校长说呢，我们尽量呢让那个答案是可以继续5天，可是呢他们必须要通过，然后呢如果我们知道的答案的时候呢，我们会马上跟你讲。
OK， Brandon， when is the math test? Miss Lee, can you answer this question?
It's May 3rd to May 14th.
OK, you better study, Brandon.
OK， 这个小朋友问呢，就周考数学呢是几时？是5月3号 May 3rd to when?
May 14th
到5月14号。
Okay, next question. When does 5 day begin for A and B? A and B group 5 days will begin on April 26th, next Monday.
这个家长问呢，说A 组跟 B 组呢几时开始5天？然后呢，校长说呢 ，A 组跟 B 组呢也是同样在4月26号当天呢就开始的。
Okay, the next question. How many kids are you expecting per kindergarten classroom? Is it different for every class? Yes, it's different for every class. It depends on whether more students opted in one class than the other. But right now we do have room for all the opt-ins without going back to A and B. So it is different in every class. Maybe like one or two more to each kindergarten class. And in some classes, there's definitely no change. Of the like in many of in most of the cases, the remote remained remote.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，就是说到底呢，我们学校呢，就是幼稚园的教室里面呢，我们每一个教室里面呢，会就是说有几个有容纳几个小朋友，然后是不是每一个教室都是不一样的？然后校长说呢，是每一个教室都是不一样的，看看呢谁回来。就是说重新呢就是参与那个回来5天上学的，然后呢有些幼稚园的教师呢会有一两个学生多过另外一些，然后有些呢是维持一样的，而且呢有些呢还是决定做100%的远程学习的。
OK When do you anticipate to have an answer about learning bridges for when the school is closed due to COVID cases? We are waiting for them to let us know. They're working on it. The minute we know, we will contact Order Learning Bridge and Learning Lab families. They didn't give us a timeline, but we met with them last week and they're waiting also.
OK, 然后这个家长呢说在问说校长呢预料呢几时会拿到答案呢，是有关于那个学习桥呢，如果学校呢真的关闭必须要呢关闭，因为那个新型冠状病毒的阳性必须要关闭的时候呢，有关于那些学习桥那些小朋友可以回去读。然后校长说呢我们现在呢还不知道，可是呢他们就是不同的那个就是在不同的那些人，他们都就是说他们必须要去问清楚这些事情才可以回答我们，所以我们只要拿到答案以后呢，我们一定会跟你们讲的。
Okay, will class assignments stay the same? For the blended, yes. For the people coming in for remote, no. They won't be with the remote class anymore. They'll be coming in to a new teacher.
OK, 这个小朋友或者是家长问呢，就是说教室里面呢要做的那些东西呢是不是一样的？如果你曾经是百分之百的远程的话呢，对不对？你回来上学呢，你学习的东西呢即将是不同的，但是如果你还是在百分之百的远程的话，你会持续你现在所有教室里面参与的那些课程。
Are they still using the iPads if they opt in? Yes, we're going to continue using the iPads, especially for chess. We want them to stay on top of it because if we have to close for COVID, it'll go back to remote learning for everybody and we'll be all back on the iPads.
OK, 这个家长问呢，说回来上学的时候呢，是不是还是继续用他们的 iPad? 答案是他们还是会继续用他们的 iPad, 特别是上西洋棋的时候。而且呢，如果我们学校真的要关闭，对不对？十天的话呢，我们也所有的小朋友在学校读书的小朋友呢，即将都会参与远程学习的，所以还是会用 iPad。
Okay, will it be remote instruction? Hey, Aiden, remote instruction via Zoom when schools close due to COVID cases, or will it be homework practice at home? If the schools do for COVID cases or if the classes close, it will go via Zoom.Because the teacher will be home also, and they'll be zooming.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，如果学校关闭十天的话呢，在那个期间呢，会是Zoom 的视频会议呢，还是会把那些就是影印的一些功课的那个一叠功课让你们拿回家做？然后呢，校长说呢，如果学校关闭是因为那个新型冠状病毒。对不对？那老师也会在家里，所以呢，小朋友呢，即将还是会参与呢 ，Zoom 的网上学习。
Okay, can you read me Bella's question?
Okay, Bella Yang wants to know, if they have to bring in the iPad on the 26th.
Yes.
Okay, Bella, 妈妈，26号呢？如果 Bella 回来上学的话呢，她是要携带她的 iPad 上学的。
Okay, we're going to really talk to the children and how they should take care of the iPads. They should carry it back and forth every day. It's a good habit at this point.
校长说呢，我们会跟小朋友说呢，怎么样去保护他们的 iPad, 因为呢，他们必须要把 iPad 呢从学校带来教室，从学校带回家，从家里带来学校。
Okay, next one. Will in-person students stay with the same teacher as previously? Yes, right now,The in-person students will stay with the same teachers.
这个家长问呢，说如果回来上学的学生的话呢，他们就是说现在在我们的 A 跟 B 组呢，他们还是不是会跟之前的老师待在一起？答案是他们会跟之前的老师待在一起。
Okay, will the new opt-ins be mixed with the current classes? Lucas's dad. Yes, I'll be very transparent. We only have how many families opting in? 24?
24
families opting in. It's not a lot. So we're in a really safe place. They will have to do the health survey just like all the other families that have been coming in. They will be mixed in. Huiling.
Okay, 然后这个爸爸问呢，说就是从全新回来上学的学生呢，会不会跟现在的 A 组跟 B 组的学生混合在一起？答案是会，因为呢，我们现在呢，选择回来上学的学生，我们只有24个小朋友回来上学，所以呢，我们是就是说我们已经统计过所有的那些数学，然后呢，我们。可以呢，让他们进来，而且呢，所有的东西都是很干净的，所以你们不需要担心。
Okay, Is there any after school we can sign up for at this time? I'm sure there is. We're going to find out. We're going to call the after schools. And if people need after school, we'll post it on School Connects, the after schools that still have space. And we'll also contact you if you let us know, like through School Connects. So I know, Lucas, Daddy, you have a question about it. We will contact you once we contact the after schools.
Okay, 然后这个爸爸问呢，是说现在呢有没有可能呢，可以就是说参加其中的一个课后补习？ 然后校长说呢，我们必须要打电话给那些不同的课后补习那里看看他们还有没有位置，可以就是说接收你的小朋友。等我们知道，等我们做完了就打完以后呢，我们会把这些资料呢发放在我们学校的 APP School Connect 上面呢，让你们可以去问他们，就是问他们你可不可以参与。Okay,
next question. Is there any update on ISS? Currently, they're not going to have after school this school year. They are working on summer school. We're just trying to figure out whether we can bring the summarizing summer school into our building and partner with ISS. But the minute we have any updates, we'll let you know. They're working on running a summer program in our building. My dilemma is if people go to summer school, right now it's PS2, 124 and PS130. What if you go there from 8 to 12 will be academic work, from 12 to 6 it will be CPC running it, and they expect you to stay there till 6 o'clock. So that means that it will be a lot less families participating in ISS in my building if they opt to go to summer school at PS2, at 124 or PS 130. We're working to see if we could bring it in here currently, but ISS is planning a summer program. It will be more costly because the DOE decided to put the cleaning fee on the community-based organizations, which is ISS and any other community-based organizations running a program in a building that is not CPC, at least not down in Chinatown. But we will keep you up to date, and I'm sure they'll be back in September. Willing.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，我们有没有任何的资讯呢？有关于 ISS 的课后补习班？然后校长说呢，ISS呢到今年呢，他们不会在我们学校有任何的课后补习，但是他们现在在规划夏天的课程。然后呢，他说他现在呢想跟那个 Summarizing 的那个计划，然后呢去做搭档，然后在我们学校呢有这一个夏天的课程。然后呢，如果呢，因为今年的那个夏天的那个好像夏天也不是夏令，就是夏天的上学是在第二小学，124小学跟130小学呢，他们呢是早上8点到12点呢，他们会有就是。 好像平常上课一样学习读英文啊，读书英文跟那个就是学英文数学。然后呢，他们从12点呢到6点呢，他们会是CBC呢，他们会就是开始他们的应该是夏令营。看看，然后呢，就是说我们现在呢ISS呢，他们现在在规划说，在我们学校里面呢，希望可以有夏天可以让你们参与的，好像以前一样那个就是夏天时候的那些 program。 然后呢，可是呢，有可能会比较贵一点，因为呢，教育局呢，他们把所有的就是清理费啊，对不对，都要这一些就是私人的课后补习，他们来付这些费用的。Okay,
when it's Tuesday, yes, if you're coming in the building, just bring your violin in. We will keep it in the school. Okay, Ryan?
Okay.
Violins have to come in if you're coming into the building.
OK, 如果你是回来学校读书的话呢，你们呢最好是把你们的小提琴带回来学校，这样子我们可以把它留在学校里面。OK,
Don't apologize. This is the time for you to ask me question. Is there any outside time plan? Yes, there is outside time plan. We have to say that it's been really difficult because the day has been shortened to even squeeze in time for something. Between dance, chess, and all the other activities, outside time has been really difficult. But yes, We will talk to the teachers and there will be outside time.
OK, 这个家长说呢，如果小朋友持续上五天的话呢，有没有时间可以让他们出去，就是说出去户外那里做一些活动。然后呢，校长说呢，会有，我们会规划让这些小朋友呢可以出去呢，就是参与一些户外的活动。但是呢，因为我们学校本身也有很多那些活动给小朋友参与，好像是晨舞蹈啊，还有那个那个下小棋，下那个西洋棋呢，所以呢，我们现在在规划怎么样再挤出一点时间来，因为你们也知道上学的时间呢，他们缩短了，所以呢，我们尽量的规划让他们有一些时间可以出去户外那里做一些户外活动。
Okay, the next question is more about testing. Allison's mom, you bring Allison in, you drop her off, you fill out the form. The test is about an hour and a half. The minute she's done, we will call you. You will come back in the building to pick her up. No problems.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，有关于是周考的。如果你回来考，他问说星期四他考的时候呢，那他到底要应该要怎么样做？然后校长说呢，你如果你是星期四安排好，你是星期四回来考的，对不对？你呢就可以早上把他带进来，站在门口，必须要填那个健康的表格以后，对不对？那个周考呢，大概用的时间是一个小时到一个半小时。那如果你的小朋友呢考完了，对不对？我们会马上打电话给你们，叫你们来接，所以不需要担心。
Okay, I think that's it. At this point, if you have questions, just School Connects us. Ms. Lipsky and I read every single School Connects, so don't worry. If you have any more questions, hold on one second. My dog is trying to steal Kaiser. Sorry, I made baked ziti and my dog thinks this is dinner. Yeah, don't worry. Just School Connects us. We'll answer you. Sometimes we don't get it. Like if you do it late at night, we might catch you really early in the morning, but we usually respond to everything if it's for us. I look forward to seeing everybody on the 26th. I won't be at the front door. I'm still not allowed to go out and mingle with people yet, but everybody else will be there, okay?
OK, 校长说呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，你可以随时呢通过我们学校的 APP 呢去发一个短信给他们。他们呢是每一个家长发的短信呢，他们都会阅读，也会尽量的尽快的回答你们，所以呢不需要担心的。OK, 还有呢就是说如果你们没有问题的话呢，那这个会议就结束了，然后呢我们就会26号那一天呢去见你们。然后校长说呢，他到目前为止呢还是不可以去有太多人的地方，但是你会看到我们其他的工作人员。
Okay, I think that's it. Good night, everyone.
谢谢，拜拜。
谢谢。